Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I was chatting to Fionn Davenport on the programme recently about dipping the toe into camping last year. I had to buy a car tarpaulin to put over the tent in an absolutely torrential downpour. So we wanted to get some advice on camping from camping blogger and mother of five, Kelly Carney, and Mel McDermott, founder of Gals Gone Wild. You're both very welcome. Kelly, I bet you'd never get caught out like that, Kelly, would you?
No, but I'd hope not. it would be recommended in Ireland to make sure that we have a hydro head of 3,000 for the Irish weather. Mm-hmm. Anything under that, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, you see, we had this sort of gazebo thing, which we thought would be lovely in the summer in Ireland. And I didn't realise at the time that you need sides. And I realise that now.
Oh, right.
I've learned that lesson. Yeah. Just in terms of getting organised and planning like that, you say it takes about a week, does it, to pack everything?
Well, we have five children and we don't keep our tent at home. We have it up in a lockup. So by getting everything ready and preparing, awards, gathering all their clothes and prepping food and just making sure everything is in working order, you'd be recommended to make sure every time you put away your tent, take it back out, put it back up, make sure there's no rips or mould or anything on it. So yeah, just gathering everything together, making a checklist and everything. It would take me about a week, yeah.
Yeah, and you see, for people who've never done it, that sounds like an awful lot of hard work, and they'll be asking themselves, is it worth it? But it really is, because first and foremost, the children love it.
Yeah. Totally. Like, especially like in the summer, it's just about being outdoors and the kids just letting them run wild and do their own thing. It's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And Mel, to bring you in here, the Taoiseach was on the programme yesterday and he was telling us that outdoors is still the theme of the summer. Nothing more outdoors than camping. So is there a lot of demand for it this year?
Oh my good God, there is so much demand for people to get outdoors. I've noticed that actually a lot of Airbnbs are booked up across Ireland, and I think that's why camping is a perfect, you know, thing for people to do, because I think it's accessible to a lot of people. But I was just laughing about the planning and preparing. Something that I do with groups, because we would go out with a lot of groups and I go out with friends and the whole lot, is there's always somebody within your group, right, who loves an Excel spreadsheet, isn't there?
Like
there's always one. That is not me.
Or in your family, in my case.
Oh, anyway,
it's not me.
Yeah, and I'm like, I will happily pass the baton for somebody else to do that. But that's a great kind of tool to use, because you can get the person to like write in what everybody has, because what you don't want to do is go out and spend an absolute fortune. So at least if you put down, you know, somebody has a tent, somebody has a cooker, extra food, duvets or blankets or sleeping bags or, you know, whatever, you don't have to kind of double up. And then people aren't bringing doubles of everything on the trip as well. And then it's just easier to pitch everything, get everything set up, and you kind of know what you have and the whole lot. So
yeah, and Kelly, it is useful to have a list of things that you need, isn't it? I know when we were unpacking last year after the second trip that I was made sure to make a list of the things I was putting away so that I would know what to bring the next time, because you're absolutely guaranteed to forget something.
Definitely. Like I have, when I was putting away stuff last year, I have picnic bags, and I've actually organized stuff for like kids stuff, so like where their glow sticks, the marshmallows, battery packs and stuff like that, bug repellent that we can keep for next year. Well, for this year, had that all packed up in one bag. All the cooking stuff is all in another little bag, and everything is just neatly packed, and so when I come to take it out, then I know what to check and where it is. Mm. And but yeah, definitely.
And listen, when you're booking a campsite, what are you looking for there in terms of what the campsite needs to have in order for you to say, yep, I'm going to go there with the children in particular?
Well, for us, because we're very outdoor, the kids would be very outdoorsy. A nice big playground, and I'm not saying like a big plastic playground, but like even if it's rustic with old tires, a field, somewhere where they can run and climb and just have fun. So like lots of space. I suppose a bonus for us would be like if I had a little shop like that had coffee and ice pops and like baked goods. You know, last year we were in Nore Valley and they had a little cafe and they'd done baked goods in the morning. You could get scones and fresh brown bread, and that was just like golden. Waking up on a rainy Saturday morning with a coffee and fresh brown bread, it was actually lovely.
Lovely, and it takes the pressure off the chef in the tent.
Yes, definitely.
So Mel, what's availability like now? I mean, is everywhere booked up? Are there some places with space?
There definitely are places that have space. Yeah, you just have to be, I suppose, determined that you want to make the trip happen. I find pitchup.com a fantastic website and resource to find places and availability. I have a couple of places that I would definitely recommend.
Great.
There's Leitrim, which is Burns of Battlebridge. I've stayed there with a group as well. I stayed there solo. It has loads of amenities. But I think what's great for the kind of younger generation and maybe people without families is there's loads of other activities for people to do, you know. So there's a bike rental place nearby. There's a pub on site. There's stand-up paddleboarding and that type of thing. So I think that's a great option, Burns of Battlebridge. Mm-hmm. Then Achill Island is just, I lived there for 3 months myself, and oh my goodness, like I had never realized the activities that were available on this island. And then the hikes as well that you can do. There's some of the most beautiful scenic hikes. They have blue flag beaches. They've so much to do there. And that's Keels. It's on Keel Beach. I think it's called Sandy Banks there. And then if you're up for it, you can always do some wild camping if some of the, you know, places are booked out. And then another favorite of mine is actually Inch Beach in Kerry. If you're doing the Kerry Camino, anybody's doing it this year, you can actually camp down there near the beach, and there's surfing as well that's available. Dogs are allowed on site, and everything is kind of within walking distance. There's pubs and shops and the whole lot. So there are a few recommendations if people are looking to try their hand at camping this year.
And Kelly, would you do wild camping now? Would you go that far?
Not a chance in hell. No way.
I'm so glad you said that, because I thought I was dealing with a real professional, like hardcore here. But you're just
partner,
not into. Yeah.
My partner hates camping. He only does it for the kids. If I even suggested the idea of wild camping, there's no chance of him taking out our tent from his lockup. We'll never see it again.
Oh gosh, can we talk about sleeping? Because that's the biggest problem that we encountered. The children were fine. The adults, not so fine. Mel, can you give us some advice on the sleeping arrangements and the sleeping bags?
I'm laughing. But yeah, just with the wild camping and then the, like, camping on site are two very different experiences. And honestly, I prefer car camping because of exactly what you're talking about with comfort. Like, you are able to bring all of the comforts that you have at home. So you can bring, and like, don't forget, like, bring your pillow, like, bring your duvet as well, bring all the comfortable chairs as well. You know, you want to make it an experience that you want to be able to go back to. You don't want to be turning people off it. And there's a couple of tips, right, with sleeping that I found that people, and I have failed at as well, is there's these ventilation flaps on your tent, right? And go look, have a look on your tent and figure out where they are, because of our weather in Ireland, we have a lot of condensation, and it just lends itself to everything getting soaked on the inside of your tent. So if you open the ventilation flaps in the evening, and then make sure to not store any of your kit or in your bag on the inside of your tent. There's like a little porch area outside.
Yeah.
Because what that does, it just fills up the condensation and it drops on top of your sleeping bag.
Yeah, so the condensation is grim. When you stand up in the morning and your head hits the top of the tent, like, it's just, let's not. We have a text message here from somebody who says, with so many people camping this year, one big reminder, bring camping rubbish home. I think camping people in the main, though, are really good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, honestly, I love that somebody sent that in. It's so important. I think everybody has a personal responsibility to make sure that they are leaving the outdoors as they find them. You know, what we're trying to do at the end of the day is minimizing our impact on the environment. And if there's one simple thing that you can do is make sure that bring extra rubbish bags so that you can pack out the stuff that you have, like, you know, all of your empty containers and rubbish and tissue and everything else like that. I'm always, always, always harping on about, I think I said it before on the show, is the 7 Leave No Trace principles.
Yes.
You can go to my YouTube channel and there's loads of information there about how you can actually, you know, put them into practice. There's like 7 camping tips and all of that. So, that's a great point to bring up.
Okay, look, we leave it there. You've sold it well, although we do have to be prepared. We know that now. Kelly Carney and Mel McDermott. Mel is from Gals Gone Wild, and Kelly Carney's blog is My Little Babogue. Thank you both very much indeed. Let's go to the newsroom now and Brian Jennings.